close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we must come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, this is episode 29, a milestone episode.
29.
I can't even remember when I was 29.
We're almost to 30, Derek.
Isn't that Taylor Swift song?
No, Craig. It's 22 when we've already passed it.
Sorry.
Ouch. But today is, we are hopping back on the carousel of process from last week's resort battle royale. Today we're talking about Magic Kingdom Fastpass selections and which ones you should choose for you and your family.
Good idea.
Well, thank you.
That's, of course.
We're doing this in a similar approach to what we've used before. Way back on, I don't even know the name of the number of the episode, when we talked about five-day itineraries, ideal five-day itineraries, we looked at it from a perspective of Derek, a couple going without children, myself going with small children, and then Craig going with two older teenage children. And so we have given the same distinctions to each one of us, and if we're going to the Magic Kingdom, what and how are we going to make those fast passes? But before we get into today's episode, Craig, tell them a little bit about our giveaway that we have coming up this week.
We have the new Triple G shirts available. We have those in long sleeve white or long sleeve purple. We will post a picture so you can see those with some students from the school that Matthew and I teach at that will display that. But we're excited about this giveaway, and I think we've decided.
How can our listeners win a free shirt?
We want to make it fair to everybody. If you already follow us, then you would have a hard time if you gave us a follow to get a shirt.
Yeah.
So we are going to say, after lots of discussion and lots of
getting the lawyers
several
involved,
sleepless nights, and I think we've decided this week, we will, beginning today, Monday, we will tweet out something, and probably the contest. If you retweet it, then you'll go in the hat.
We have a very specific hat.
Yes. Another way you could get in is if you go to iTunes and you leave a comment, you will go in a hat.
A review, a comment. Preferably a positive review.
Correct. And then if you go to Podbean and you give us a follow, you will go in a different hat. So there's three hats.
So we're giving away three shirts?
Three shirts.
Wow.
Yes.
Do we have that money?
Oh, we are, yes. Barely. We're going to have to sell something. But we'll be okay. We'll make it.
I hope so.
Well, we've got the three
Derek,
shirts.
Are we going to be okay?
I think I'm going to have to learn to play the accordion.
And get a monkey.
You don't. Who doesn't know how to play an accordion?
Yeah. So we will have that contest going on just this week. That will end, you want to say it'll end next Monday?
Sure. We'll give it 1 week.
And we'll announce the winner.
Again, you either retweet the picture, you follow us on Podbean, or you leave us, write us a review on iTunes. And if you win that.
Matthew,
we're not giving money away. We can't do that.
Oh, we're not giving money away? It's the shirt.
The shirt, yes.
Okay.
But you get your choice of purple, white.
Oh, that's it.
Or that.
White or purple.
Or white or purple.
And you know what? We're going to be crazy. We're going to throw a sticker in with it.
Oh,
too.
Man. A Triple G car sticker?
And
decal.
Let's make sure they understand this, too.
Okay.
We hope it fits.
We do hope the shirt fits.
Once you win and we notify you, you can let us know what size.
Yes. I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it fit?
We've at least thought that far out.
So. Okay. I thought we only had like one size.
So Derek, you're going to Magic Kingdom. Now, let's say this too. In the near future, as we continue on the carousel of process, we are going to be walking you through your day-by-day itinerary in these Disney parks. So what is your first 2 or 3 hours in Magic Kingdom hopefully going to look like? How would we plan that out to minimize your weights and maximize your fun? So in conjunction with that, we're starting here with the simple FastPass process. And as a quick refresher, if you're staying on property, Derek, how soon can you make FastPass reservations?
60 days.
60 days out from your first day.
Unless you're staying concierge level and you purchase the extra FastPasses, I believe you can make those at 90 days now.
Yes, as Disney continues to try to monetize the FastPass system.
And if you stay off-site, it is 30 days.
Unless you stay in one of the 7 resorts around Disney Springs area, and they get 60 days also.
Just when you think Disney couldn't possibly make booking FastPasses any more complicated, they do.
Who'd have thunk?
I would have thunk.
I think eventually down the road, we'll be paying for all FastPasses.
Well, until then, we are going to live it up.
That's right, and love it.
Derek, you're going to Disney World. You're going to the Magic Kingdom for one day. You are booking 3 fast passes. No children in your party.
What is our time of year? I just thought about that.
Any time of year. If you're going to Magic Kingdom for one day, what 3 fast passes are you booking?
Well, because typically Splash Mountain is closed the month of January.
Let's say everything's so open.
Okay, everything's open.
Everything is open.
Not
only what 3 are you booking, but also what time of day are you going to book those?
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait until probably about the 11 o'clock hour. Well, I take that back. I'm going to start it at 10 o'clock. I'm going to do a 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
Because your 10 o'clock goes to 11, and your 11 will go to 12, and your 12 will go to 1. So if your park opens at 9... you can do whatever you want until 11. Thank you for dancing there, Gershwin.
That's the polka.
I can't help it. I love to dance. I could have been a dancer. You could have seen me in the Festival of Fantasy Parade.
Probably my first fast pass for 10 o'clock is going to be, what do you think?
PhilharMagic.
Good choice. But it's close. I'm going to go with Dumbo. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to go Peter Pan
hour.
At 10 o'clock. And that's only because we want to kind of get out of Fantasyland pretty early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we can get a lot of the stuff in Fantasyland done before 10 o'clock.
Most of the rides in Fantasyland.
Or 11, technically 11
Most
o'clock.
Of those rides don't last as long.
So right. Yeah. Fairly short, and we can skip over the ones that are really just of no interest to us, like attraction like PhilharMagic. Sorry, PhilharMagic. Now, do you want me to go in and do my other 2?
PhilharMagic is good, just not in the morning.
Right.
You don't want to use that in the morning. Yeah, what's your next one?
My next one is going to be for 11 to 12, and that is going to be Mine Train. Do Mine Train before lunch.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have lunch, and after lunch, I'm going to do my 12 to 1 fast pass, which is going to be Splash Mountain.
So you've got Peter Pan's flight.
Long waits. Maybe it and Seven Dwarves are probably the longest waits in that park, for the most part.
And if you time it right, given how close those are, you can ride Peter Pan, and right after getting off, you can head on over to ride Mine Train.
And go straight to lunch.
Solid plan. And you mentioned you would do that so you could ride Mine Train twice, because you're going to go there at Rope Drop as well.
I would, right? Yes.
And maybe we didn't clarify this earlier, but you get 3 Fast Pass selections, after which, once you've used those 3, you can then book 1 at a time at whatever else has availability. So, Derek, are any of those hard to get fast passes?
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is definitely the hardest to get of those 3. So, you want to be getting that one early at your 60-day window.
Yeah, and there's several things to consider here. One is, obviously, where do you plan to be at what time of day? You mentioned you kind of want to get out of Fantasyland at a certain time, so that's good to consider. You also want to consider, if I have a fast pass for, just looking at the list here, it's a small world, okay? If I visit that before 10 or 10:30 in the morning, I won't need a fast pass for it. But if I come back in the middle of the afternoon, you can save a significant amount of time. So you mentioned Splash Mountain between 12 and 1. That's one of the hottest parts of the day, and that's when it's going to be the most crowded. So you want to book this thinking about where am I going to be, but also what's going to save me the most time as well. So a lot that goes into this. But those are Derek's 3. Craig, any comments on Derek's selections?
I don't know about speaking for you, Matthew, but for me, mine's going to mimic a lot of that, even though it is, and maybe it's because I have teenagers, I won't have the small kids, so we're probably looking at the same kind of thing. So with Derek's choices, I would concur. I mean, that would be you're not looking as much for the kiddie rides as you are because you are two adults. So yeah.
One other question, Derek. If you're staying off site hypothetically and you can't get the Mine Train Fast Pass against Splash and Peter Pan, you can probably get still. But what would you get instead of Mine Train?
I would get Big Thunder, just due to its proximity to Splash. Knock them both out with the fast passes.
Yeah. And because it's the wildest ride in the world?
It is. And the front is not as tame as I once thought. I've ridden in the front a few times, but yeah. That was our very first ride of our very first trip.
Ours was, too.
Super slow. In the back, you definitely want to sit in the back if you're able to handle it being thrown about.
Well, do you want to go next, Craig, or do you want me to go?
I can.
Go for it.
You can round it, because like I said, mine will mimic a lot of what Derek said. I'm getting there at rope drop, and probably I'm going to go ahead and get Mine Train and Peter Pan, and then my third one is going to be over probably on Splash Mountain. That's a favorite of the kiddos.
So it's exactly as Derek said.
It is, but that's what I'm saying. But we're going to head over to Space Mountain to start the day.
So you're rope dropping Space.
Right, because I think you have a huge crowd going to Mine Train to start. We'll line up over there on the right side of the castle and head to Space Mountain start, because Space Mountain can get a pretty good long line as the day goes on. Like I said, I think the reason that they mimic each other, though, because adults and teenagers are kind of towards the thrill rides, and so I think that's why mine would look exactly like Derek's. You know, the only difference, of course, Haunted Mansion and Pirates are my favorite, but I think you can find times when those rides are not as crowded.
Yeah.
You do not have that luxury usually with Peter Pan, and don't have the luxury with Mine Train. Maybe you can catch some time with Splash Mountain, sometime with Big Thunder Mountain, but definitely, I mean, that they just have to be your first two if you want to ride those. But again, my thing is rope drop, because you can hit a lot of rides.
Right.
And we may even get over to, after Space Mountain, head over to Haunted Mansion or Pirates and get those in before even our first Fast Pass starts.
Yeah. So very similar choices there. Obviously, for us, we're going to put, I'm going to say Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I'm just going to go based on my party. So we've got one that's tall enough to ride it and one that isn't. I am going to go with Peter Pan's Flight at 9 a.m. I'm going to then go with...
This is with an 8 o'clock park opening?
This is with a 9 o'clock
okay.
Park opening. I'm going to get Peter Pan's Flight as close to open as I can and probably hit that at the very, like around 10 o'clock, right at the end of that window. For us, and I'm going to speak specifically based on our party, we have one child that's tall enough to ride it and one child that isn't. So I'm going to get two fast passes for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, say that Bruin and Sissy can use. We'll get a rider swap, and then I'll get a fast pass for Winnie the Pooh for me that Keegan and I can go on while they ride that. So kind of a split fast pass there. And then on the third one, I'll do that from 10 to 11. And for the third one, I'll get the Meet Mickey Mouse in Town Square from 11 to 12, especially if it's our first visit there. We haven't been there in a while because I know that Talking Mickey may be going away to just be Mickey, but I think there's no better place to meet Mickey Mouse than right there in the Magic Kingdom. Especially the talking version, and I just think that it's kind of hard to do any other time of the day with a short wait. So usually meeting Mickey Mouse is one of our fast passes, especially with the boys. If, say, I had, if there was a daughter instead of all boys, I might consider getting rid of Peter Pan and using it at Enchanted Tales with Belle, which is, we've used that before as a fast pass. It's a great show, it's a great attraction. And so that's also one to consider. The reason I'm booking them so far early in the day is why? Because I want to start booking extra fast passes soon as possible.
I thought you needed more pool time.
Well, and that may be the case in some situations. I may want to get there early and then head out for a break.
And keep in mind, even if your first fast pass is at 9, you have until 10 to actually ride it.
Right.
So you could actually get there at 9 o'clock rope drop, go do something else, and still have time to get to your first fast pass. So that's an option.
Yeah, and let's say this too. You know, you're given a 1 hour window, but really it's more of an hour and 20 minutes because you can show up as much early as 5 minutes early or 15 minutes late.
Right.
And usually, I mean, unless it's an extreme circumstance, they're going to let you on to use that fast pass. I know we've used that grace period multiple times, and we've had no problems with it.
And if you wear a shirt that is kind of neat and it's got a Disney theme, and they start talking to you, they forget.
They may not even make you scan.
Not that I've used that before, but I'm just saying.
Of course,
that's
you wouldn't.
That's a good possibility.
You wouldn't. So once you use those first three, let's say it's still relatively early in the day. What do you think a good option is for say a party of four? What could you find a fast pass for early to mid afternoon that you could get?
For me, if I'm in the mood to ride it, I'm looking for Jungle Cruise because it typically has longer waits and it's a slower loading ride later in the afternoon, and so wait times get pushed up on it pretty easy. That's one that I don't know if I'll always get, but it's one I look for if I feel like riding it, which we don't ride it every trip.
Right.
That would be a good one to try and actually rope drop if you've on like your second or third day at Magic Kingdom. I think Jungle Cruise would make an excellent choice for that.
What's an extra fast pass you're looking for, Mo?
I'm probably going to Casey's Corner to get to the front of the line.
They don't have fast passes.
Oh.
Nice try.
You love a hot dog, huh?
I do. I would probably, even though I've already said I would pick Splash Mountain, I'd still try to look at Splash Mountain as a fast pass.
Try to get another one, huh?
Well, if I chose like Big Thunder Mountain, I'd go fast pass. Because I think Splash Mountain's one of those two that is a constant line. I always like to get one, though, for Haunted Mansion. Because it sometimes that can be, if we're talking about summer, it's one of those lines you really want to avoid.
Now, would you try to get a Splash Mountain for nighttime to enjoy it then? Because it's a very different experience.
Sure. I mean, we have gotten, all of us, I think we talked this before, all of us have gotten up to, seven? What's the most fast pass you ever gotten in a day?
I think we used nine one day. Nine or ten, I can't remember.
We used 11 on our spring break trip this past year.
See, that's.
But then again, that's with you're having to constantly be on the app and look for what you want. And there's, that's good, but at the same time, it does kind of take away from your experience of experiencing the moment. So that's kind of the downside of that. But still, saved us a lot of time in lines. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm with you, nine or ten around that with you guys. But it is a constant. As soon as you scan your band, you're in line. Boom, you're on the app.
Yeah,
or something else. And sometimes, keep in mind, you can always refresh it, and there's some that pop up that weren't there before. So don't give up just because it's not there the first time you search.
If you're willing to bury your nose in your phone, then you can find a lot of stuff.
It's for the kids, Matthew.
For the children, that's right. The sacrifices we make.
That's right.
Going with little kids, I think the one that I'm immediately looking, if it's just me, the one I'm looking for is Haunted Mansion, because love Haunted Mansion, and it's usually you're able to get extra availability for it. But with the kids, it's a matter of two things. One, what do they like to ride? Two, what are we close to? So, I remember one time we scanned in at Peter Pan. It was hot. And, of course, It's a Small World is right next door. I was able to get a time where literally we walked out of Peter Pan. We got on It's a Small World. So if it's close and the kids like it, we'll do that. Bruin loves the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. He loves the Tomorrowland Speedway, the Barnstormer. Some of those that usually have a lot of availability are ones that our kiddos like to ride and can ride, so they may not be as in high demand, which is why we're able to get those extra fast passes, even Little Mermaid. So that's what we're looking for, and usually you can get earlier return windows with those, and if you get one that pops up within the next 30 minutes, then you can get another one after that, and so on and so forth. So that's the positive of picking out ones that are less popular, is they have more availability, and you can get on them faster. Pop quiz, you get a second day at Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
What three fast passes are you choosing
then?
That's
good. That's a good pop quiz.
Because, again, and I think we talked about this in our five-day itinerary, most of us are going to spend at least 2 days at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already used those three. If you go back, are you going to try to ride those again, or are you going to try to get fast passes to experience new attractions?
Speaking for myself, I usually don't go back to Mine Train. It's a one-timer for me, and I think my kids, it's a good ride. To me, it's just so short. So, but once I've done it once, I've done it. I would spend another one on Space Mountain. I would spend another one on Haunted Mansion. I'd spend another one on Splash Mountain for sure. I would definitely go back to Space Mountain. I could ride Space Mountain a bunch. And again, like you said, the older ones, Jungle Cruise, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pick three.
I know. Sorry. I'm just crazy. There's just too much. I love.
He's going to pay for those extra three.
I love Magic Kingdom. I'm going to get one for Splash Mountain. I'm going to get another one for Haunted Mansion, and I'm going to get one for Space Mountain.
Derek?
I'm going to go with, I'd have to go Big Thunder, Pirates, Haunted Mansion, all on that side of the park, so I could use them kind of very quickly on the second day. So, and then after that, after those three on that day.
You said Big Thunder.
Big Thunder, Pirates, and Haunted.
And Haunted Mansion. I think we will rope drop Splash. I'm sorry, we will rope drop Big Thunder and then hit Splash Mountain. So don't use a fast pass on either of those two. And then we'll use one at Pirates of the Caribbean, another one at Jungle Cruise, and a third one at Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Mm.
Then again, we may use another one at Mine Train because Bruin loves that one. But if we have a little girl with us, probably take out that Jungle Cruise Fast Pass and maybe use it to meet one of the princesses. So if you have a little lady in your party that would love to meet the princesses, then use it to meet either Cinderella or Rapunzel over at Fairy Tale Hall. And hey, if they really love princesses, you can use two different Fast Passes to meet both of them. But there's a lot of Fast Pass options at Magic Kingdom, way more Fast Pass options than at any other park that you'll visit. So a lot of choices that have to be made. And again, as we say over and over and over again, it's up to you. This is your preference. Research it and find out what you want to make sure that you hit. And that's what I love about Fast Passes is, as I know, okay, if I go to Magic Kingdom, even if there's total chaos, Derek, that night we were there in December, it was total chaos, but we still got to meet Mickey. We got to ride Mine Train and two of us, Winnie the Pooh, and we got to ride Peter Pan's Flight, all with minimal waits. So that's the beauty of the Fast Pass system, is you're guaranteed to get to experience those things. Unless, of course, the ride breaks down and then you can use it somewhere else. Hey.
So what would be the, not for any specific day or touring trip, though, what would be a top five based on popularity Fast Pass you think to get?
The top five ones at Magic Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Number one, I think you have to say Mine Train. Number two, Peter Pan's Flight.
And then what, the mountains?
I would say the three mountains, yeah. Splash, Big Thunder, and Space. Wouldn't you say, Craig?
I think so. I think I'd go along with all those.
Then again, maybe the princess meets. I'm not sure.
The Mickey, I would, if not top five, definitely top ten on the princesses, yeah. And Mickey.
Any character meet, just because there aren't as many of those that go around,
right? And a lot of those, like Mickey will typically be gone before you hit that 30-day window.
Yeah. And let me give a shout-out to our good friend Josh over at EasyWDW.com. You can visit his website, and he, I believe he has a list of Fast Pass priority list, if you will, of what tends to go the fastest and what is the hardest to get. So, and also, this is breaking news. We determined this before the episode started. In just a few years, our friend Craig Shelton here will be turning 50 years old.
I've got like 5 or 6 years.
I said a few years. I'm so excited, though. We got to say it. And, guys, where will we be going to celebrate Craig's 50th?
What we say when you're 35?
That's not the same. Where will we be going?
I don't know. I haven't been informed of this.
Craig, where are we going?
We're going to... Well, we haven't got this approved by the wives yet, so...
Well, see, that's the thing. If we say it now, they can't say no.
Okay, we're going to Tokyo.
Tokyo Disneyland. Yes.
Or Paris. Perry?
Something to look forward to in the next 5 or 6 years.
Probably by that time, this podcast will be booming and it'll pay for our trip.
We'll be shut down long before.
Oh, yeah.
I think the FCC will shut us down.
Craig, big news. It is time for Grim Grinning Greatness. And today it's your turn to pick the question.
And I have a question.
He's got one this time. It's a miracle.
If that hurts. If you had a Motel 6, you could stay in. All right, my question is, if keeping in the theme of the show as far as Fast Passes go, hey, that rhymed, if you could choose a Fast Pass for anything in the park, unlimited, you could just pick a Fast Pass for whatever you want to do. They said, here's your golden ticket. Just like Willy Wonka.
It doesn't have to be a ride it doesn't have to be anything that currently has a Fast Pass.
Anything in the park.
Oh, wow.
You can choose it and use it one time, but your family will jump ahead of whatever it is and be the first one in.
Okay.
I'm going to say, for me, it is going to be right off the bat, getting in the park. I want to be the first one to get back there. I want to use my fast pass and not wait in line and be wherever I want to be. Right. Wait, from the start.
So it's going to teleport you?
No. I'll use my ticket, and they'll say, well, everybody else is waiting there on both sides of the castle or wherever.
Oh, okay. So you want to get into the park.
I'm already in the park. It was either, mine was either going to be that. I don't want to steal y'all's, though. Yeah, I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay,
after
so
this.
You're saying you can, so let's say the way that it works now is Magic Kingdom opens at 9, but yes. They start letting guests in at 8. So you mean to tell me that you would use it at 8 and then get to ride an hour worth of rides?
Yes.
So that's like saying you get 3 wishes and you want to wish for a million wishes with one of your wishes.
Well, if
that's
I can,
awesome.
If I can just go on in front of everybody. I mean, that's
Craig
that's
has gamed fun. The system, Derek.
He hasn't, because he still has to wait at the castle like everybody else.
No, I'm past
no,
that.
No, he gets to go.
That's what I'm saying. I said when people are waiting on both sides of the castle, I can go ahead and go in.
This fast pass breaks all the rules.
That's what this is.
Well, fantastic.
There are no rules with this fast pass. Well, it is your golden ticket to do whatever you want to do.
Well, then I have got mine.
Okay.
Derek?
Okay. And it's a one-time use?
One time.
That's it.
I'm going to have to think about this more. I don't have
go ahead, Matthew.
Can I go ahead?
Yes. Yeah.
Then I'm using it to stay in the Cinderella Castle suite.
That's awesome.
I am going to stay there all night. I'm going to... I'm not going to leave the park.
Order pizza like Katy Perry did when she stayed there.
I'm going to pass her and Tom Cruise and all the other celebrities waiting to get in, and I'm going to say, look
that's
out.
Awesome.
I'm staying in the castle.
Hey, you can do that because it is your fast pass.
It's my fast pass. I can do whatever I want to with it.
Yes.
What about you, Derek?
Well, then if you're going up high, I'm going to go low, and I'm going to get unlimited access in the utilidors.
Oh.
Nice.
And just be able to see how they all get around and...
So unlimited access, you're going to like go and cut wires and mess stuff up? Is that what you mean?
Maybe. Or I'll start a utilidor fight club.
I really thought you was going to say...
Of course you will.
I really thought you was going to say you'd use it for Stitch's Great Escape.
First rule.
Then bring it back one day.
Is we don't talk about utilidor fight club.
Derek kind of jumped on what I was going to say. That's why I didn't say it. I would like to do the behind-the-scenes tour by myself with like...
Well, let's go around again. There's his. There's your second
okay,
one.
Okay, there's my... and it's to go and do the all-day, not just the behind-the-scenes, but the whole all-day, they just show me everything.
That's kinda awesome.
And not even show me everything. I just walk around and do whatever I want to do, and there's somebody there to answer my questions.
That's awesome. So you have your own personal tour guide. That's kind of what
no,
I'm saying.
No, no, no. He's not... No. It's just people planted sporadically throughout... Nobody's around me. I get to walk around by myself.
Just in the utilidors.
And then if I have a question, I just...
He hits a bell.
Talk to one of them. Say, hey.
They're all there to help
why
you.
Why is this mustard shooting across the mayonnaise? Yeah, nobody in there
it.
To tell me what to do.
All right. What's your second
one? My second one, I'm going up even higher than the castle suite. I'm going to be Tinkerbell in Happily Ever After, and I'm going to ride that zip line from the castle.
Whoa. What zip line?
I'm going to fly.
Thank you.
I'm going to fly from the top of that. I don't care if I have to dress up like Tinkerbell. I think that would be incredible to just.
You would never do it.
I would. Of course I would.
You'd be screaming like a little girl.
No way. I'd do it. I've ziplined before. Not that this is ziplining. It's flying. But if it. To simulate ziplining, I would absolutely do it.
You realize how high that is, though?
Yes. It's 195 feet or something. I'd do it.
It's not that high. Not high.
Still,
not that high.
Well,
it might
it's
be
not
like,
up at the top.
I think it's like 189.
Do you have a second one, Derek?
I mean, how do you top what he said?
That's true.
Derek's
pretty much said he wants to run the Magic Kingdom from down below for a day and call all the shots. I don't think
he's going to be the troll. He loves trolls, though.
I'm a mole. Mole trapper.
Do you have another one, Craig?
I mean, what else can you do? I mean, what other fast pass? I mean, this is the first time we've ever... Hey, guys, you got to give me credit on this question.
This is maybe the best Grim Grinning Greatness we've had, even though it's so far removed from reality.
As they should be.
I don't know. If you're a celebrity, I mean, they probably... Except for Derek, they let you stay in the castle. They let you in ahead of everybody else. I mean, it's not too far-fetched, except for Derek. I don't think they're going to have you ask a question. Supposed to be sitting there to answer you.
I want them to give me an inner tube that I can float in the moat right there in front of the castle. Is that? Can I use a fast pass for that? So there's my 3 fast pass selections for the day.
Oh, okay. So let me think of my third one. Mine would be just to walk around the Haunted Mansion inside.
Oh, good choice.
Just to walk around the whole thing.
Good choice. Derek doesn't really need another one. He's running the park.
He's got full access.
I've got all access to the utilidors.
You know, my first fast pass that I said about as far as getting in ahead of everybody else, that was kind of like the Transportation Express.
Yeah.
You felt kind of like that, like you were getting ahead of everybody else, and that's why they took it away.
Saved so much time. It was awesome. Well, that was fun. Good question, Craig. Thank you. Don't forget the contest coming up. Be looking on Twitter tomorrow and looking for that picture that you can either retweet, write an iTunes review, or follow us on Podbean. We appreciate your support of the show and look forward to you getting some new Grim Grinning Guys swag in the near future.
Shirt and sticker.
Shirt and sticker.
Car decal, I should say.
And we may even throw a couple of Derek's beard hairs after he shaves them.
No, we won't.
Oh, okay.
We won't do that. No.
As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your